there, my name's Grenville, and this is Fascinating Unasked Questions. Today we're going to be asking, what if there are different levels of souls? Now, I'm not talking about age or nothing like that. I'm talking about spiritual development and experience. They might be hierarchies, such as a baby soul, a young soul, mature soul, and an old soul, similar to the way we describe a stage in life. Now, most likely there's as many different levels as there's stars in the sky, but we'll keep it simple with these four and see where we go with it. The soul is who we are, an entity or spark of life off of Creator. We're all of God. Souls are created as blank slates, and each one needs to gain knowledge, ability, and vibration in order to progress until eventually we serve the higher realms. It's also interesting to note that the only two things that we actually do take with us when we leave this mortal plane is love and knowledge. So let's see if we can't make some sense of this, and let's start with the baby soul. Baby souls, we could also call them the first-time souls, they're the most timid of the four soul types. They might come across as a little bit naive, but they do take care of their appearance and want to look right. Baby souls might also be a bit unsure of themselves and not very comfortable in crowds. To them, sex might be scary because of the fear of social diseases and stuff. They might love nature, but are a little afraid of germs and dirt because they've got so little experience with life on Earth. Baby souls would be drawn to religion and be sucked into the concept of hell and God's punishment. For them, there's no such thing as extraterrestrial. The young souls, however, have been around on Earth long enough to be able to handle the experiences that the baby soul is still learning to handle. It's as if young souls are trying to make up for lost time and are addicted to shiny things and are into everything that catches their fancy. They're full of gusto and join groups, party and enjoy extreme sports. Being so enthusiastic to experience it all, they begin to make mistakes and start treading on toes. Because these are more likely to find conflict, they're more likely to cheat, lie, and steal. For young souls, sex is fun and they're looking for new ways to experience it. They take good care of their appearance and are the most likely to have the latest designer stuff. Young souls love nature too, but would be more along the lines of adventure sports or excursions. With religion, they might be a little bit more progressive, but still believe in heaven, hell, and God's punishment. For young souls, there might be the possibility of extraterrestrial, but not here on Earth. This brings us to mature souls. Mature souls are back here to work on their past mistakes. They've been around longer than the young souls and have gotten to the stage of quietening down. Mature souls become more self-reflecting and they're working out what things mean. These are the New Age warrior group and may go to forward-thinking churches in their thirst for better information on how to handle their lives, their health, even their finances. For the mature souls, sex is more of a responsibility and is taken with more seriousness. For them, their appearance is a reflection of their real self and their values. Mature souls love Mother Earth and seek to work with others to understand and to protect the environment. Spirituality and other think-for-yourself religions are the domain of the mature soul as they explore teachings to find answers for their life issues. They doubt that there is a hell, but realize that karma is a good possibility. Mature souls probably do believe that they're extraterrestrials here, but it's a taboo subject to talk about. So this brings us to the old souls. The old souls are the real characters in life and by far the most interesting. Old souls have mastered most of the issues that the mature souls are still bogged down on. They see the oneness of all things. Old souls are righting their previous wrongs and forgiving others and doing cleanup work, these are the last timers before graduating out of 3D Earth. You'll find these souls in a teaching capacity for other souls who are trying to grasp the basics. For old souls, sex is more about love rather than lust and might not be so high up on the to-do list. It's kind of like what happens after getting married. Sorry, dear. Old souls may be casual about their appearance. They'd be clean but unshaven. They'd prefer comfy clothes to dressing up for an occasion. And style is of little importance. Basically, old souls just do what they want, as long as they're not offending others. They love Mother Nature and prefer her company to that of the church or even retail therapy. They know that spirituality is more important than religion, that there is no hell, and that karma is real. Old souls know that extraterrestrials are among us, and that they're here to guide and help us. So, with all that being said, where do you think you might fit in on the grand scheme of things? We have more than one lifetime and karma rules, but we shall talk more about karma on another video. You can find more of our videos in the news tab at fairywood.ca. If this got you thinking, take a look at Sentinels of Light by TJ Hegland. I shall leave a link for it in the description of this video. We're all on the journey to evolve into a more worthwhile state of being, and if you're serious about doing your inner work and genuinely need help, please do get in touch. These are very exciting times, and Fairywood is here to bring hope and assist those who wish to graduate out of 3D Earth and transition to 5D. We even host a variety of workshop retreats dedicated to inner work in order to give you the experience of 5D too. These are not for the faint-hearted. Whether you realize it yet or not, you are the one that you've been waiting for. You just don't realize who you are or what you're capable of yet. And that's how we can help. See you on the next one. And remember, the sun always comes out after the rain. So make way, because the light must shine.